Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ultimate Backfire, everybody. 877-881-1053. The letter for today, A.
Oh.
So if you've got the first three letters, now you have the fourth one. And you'll have the final letter tomorrow. We'll give it that letter away again throughout the night. You don't have to text it in right now because you have to call in on Monday with the word. So that's all we're asking out of you, man. If you can just Tolo with us just a little bit, it'll really show how passionately you want this shirt. You can also wear that shirt out to Fan Bowl, Gas Monkey Live,
yes.
January 26th. Be there or be or not there. Nobody will like you if you're not
square?
There. Ultimate Backfire. You had everything completely planned out, and then it blew up in your face. So let's say you found the perfect free agents for your football team. Mm-hmm. Then whenever you brought them in and paid them all that money, it didn't quite work out. Your defense still wasn't able to get you over the top. You know, something like that. I don't know if that's exactly the situation, but I felt like we fixed the Cowboys in the last segment.
I do too.
Like Gerald McCoy, Earl Thomas, convince them to come in for league minimum, and let's do this thing.
Oh, man.
Right?
I was going to say, I don't know if we can afford both of them otherwise.
Okay, so draft a safety and Gerald McCoy. Okay. Would you rather have Gerald McCoy or Earl Thomas?
Gerald McCoy.
Colby?
Never had the big guy there.
And Broadus has said that he and Ben are the only two people left on the Oregon Trail pushing the Earl Thomas train. So, like, everybody else has given up on Earl Thomas.
Well, no, and I was going to say, don't get me wrong, if you said, okay, you don't get Gerald McCoy, but you do get Earl Thomas, I wouldn't be like, this team is screwed. You know, I would be like, okay, that'll work. But here's what I know, is Gerald McCoy plays defensive tackle. He's been in the league for 7 years. He's a six-time Pro Bowler and an All-Pro four times.
Can he be franchised?
That's the word is. He's actually still, I think, under contract for another year, but word is they're looking to get out.
Oh.
No, so it's actually Tampa, because Tampa's like, hey, we suck.
So just trade.
And we need to do some stuff. So they want to just let him go, maybe.
Trade Gallup for him?
You'd have to trade nothing for him.
Trade Amari for him.
No, why are you trading anything? I just told you you'd have to trade anything.
Trade Amari in next year's first-round pick
for
Gerald McCoy.
What the hell? So you're trading two first-round picks, essentially? No.
So you guys are saying no to that.
Ultimate backfire on Corey. You can get him for no assets except for money. And you're like, hey, but what if we give him this? No! You are not going with me on my car negotiations.
From the 214 Ultimate Backfire. Started hooking up with their second cousin because they thought Kevin said it was okay because he only specified first cousins was wrong. And then 2 days later, he said it wasn't. So it was kind of an awkward breakup.
I really like the idea that this person lives their life entirely off of the moral compass that this show puts forth.
They go, okay, hold on. They just said that worked, so I'm gonna pursue this now.
I need clarification because they said hooking up and then a breakup. You don't break up a hookup. It's over. And you stop returning the phone calls or answering the text, depending on how old you are or whatever. And so it sounds like they develop a real quick relationship where they holding hands at the movies. Like, what was happening here?
Has there ever been a good, clean text breakup? Like where somebody, a guy or a girl, just texted, hey, not working. And then the other person was like, you're right. All right, see you later. And then, boom.
No.
Yeah. I think maybe there is.
There has been?
Yeah.
I've never experienced such a thing. Please explain.
Can't really get into the specifics of it all. Oh, I guess I can. But yeah, like maybe you were kind of thinking that, and then the other person kind of said, hey, here's what I feel like I need, and I don't know if you can give that to me. And you're kind of like, yeah, I see your point, or it's been X amount of time, and you still haven't gotten what you're looking for. And you both just kind of agree. And then it was oddly one of those things where you still really felt like you could be friends because you both realized that it just wasn't working. I could see a scenario in which that happened, hypothetically.
To you?
I said hypothetically, so maybe.
Yes.
Okay. From the 94082 of the Red Baron mini microwave pizzas for dinner. I'm lactose intolerant, so ultimate backside fire. Oh, Parker almost did it. I watched him.
Those pizzas are good, though.
They are.
Cool. Is it, but did you get
the little triangle pepperonis?
But did you get the French bread one or the circle one?
The French bread one's the best.
Ooh, I think there's something to be said for the circle one.
Circle one's not bad, but just the French bread ones are the ones that are the bomb.
French bread ones are too much bread.
Whoa, it's going to be many verses breaking out here. For the 772, you just described my divorce. I feel like if I was married, that would sting a little bit more if your wife just texted you and been like, it's not working. But then I guess he said, like, he kind of knew it wasn't working too, so yeah.
214, ultimate backfire. I told my cubicle mate that walls never work. Now all of his crap is on my desk because I don't have anything to sort it.
Oh,
he took all the walls down and
I guess
his stuff is just kind of all over his.
I'm also really concerned at the overwhelming number of people who are texting in now to be like, hold on, what did he say about cousins now? There was never a time when I said that was okay, ever.
You said second cousins was more okay than first.
No, okay. I guess theoretically, if you put a gun to my head and you said, which would you support more? I would have to say that. But I want to make very clear,
you support that?
No, I don't support you hooking up with your cousin.
You support somebody
ever.
Putting your gun to your head while you're hooking up with your second cousin? No.
What?
Is that what you just
no.
said?
No!
I was doing that?
No! I don't. No, no, no.
From the 469, girlfriend found out about my work schedule, so now she's always here to visit me before I leave. The ultimate backfire.
Ultimate backfire. I only have tonight's and last night's letter after telling myself last Friday I wouldn't miss a letter this week.
They
planned it out. They were like, I'm not going to miss a letter. But we don't do it at the exact same time every time. That's kind of one of the parts of this. You have to tolo every hour or yes. at least for a full hour and you'll get it. Like it's that simple. All you got to do is listen for a full hour and you're going to get the word. 5 hours a week. Boom. There you go. That's all you have to do.
That's now, about how often I listen.
I would prefer you listen.
You
for
should listen more.
Oh,
25 hours a week.
Okay, well, we're at 20.
Uh-huh.
Just to this show?
No, I mean.
So you like listen to 5 hours of our
20
podcast?
20 hours
too?
Of this show, and then, yeah, five hours of Kevin's
okay.
podcast.
All right.
With whoever he podcasts with.
From the 940.
So many different
This
people.
Person says, personally, I make decisions based on WWCD. What would Colby do?
It's a good question.
That's smart.
Here's the answer to that.
It's very
yeah.
smart.
That's the answer. Yeah. If you ever get to an impasse, should you do this? Yeah, go for it.
Man, Colby doesn't do just everything, though.
Man, okay. Ooh.
If it's more likely going to lead to some sort of conflict, he's kind of interested.
Except for one time, maybe. This is a hypothetical situation.
All right.
I had a friend who was like Colby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call him Solby Cap. And he called me with an ethical dilemma.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, we had to get over really quickly how touched I was that he was calling me. And he's like, sir, are you going to help me or not?
Right.
Because
yeah.
he didn't want to hear all of my other nonsense.
Well, we know for a fact it's not actually Colby because he would never call about a moral and ethical dilemma.
Yeah. Nope.
No, he would never text about it. That's what I know. If you said he texted, I'd be like, nope. But, I might have given this person some advice, and I think they might have done what I did, which is crazy, because usually they're like, you're a moron, and I don't trust you because of the ways you are. That's
right.
What Colby thinks about me.
From the 817, went to work, but I forgot my pudding cup at home. Super sad when I realized I forgot it. Ultimate snack fire.
Should be easy to get any food that's better.
They almost got Parker again, but
just
what?
Try any food.
There's nothing better than a pudding pack. All right, pudding packs are where it's at.
That's right.
Because it costs four for a dollar.
Yeah. Even if that, I think it's like a nickel a piece.
Wow.
And just so you remember, Kevin, your advice held for about a month for old Solby Cap. And then, yeah.
Well, look, man, I was just encouraged that it helped at all in this hypothetical situation.
Right.
From the 580, I also it hooked up with my cousin. Are you saying that that isn't okay now?
It is. No, it was never okay. Never, never okay. From the 469, been listening to KNC since 2014. Still don't know about these podcasts y'all do. Like, there's a lot of them.
From the 832, yeah, dated a girl in the summer during college. She told me 2 months in she was a stripper. They got with her clients, and so I broke up with her over a text.
Aspects of that sound like you could be our boss.
I'm going to drink some coffee now.
Oh, are we not? That never happened. Oh, ultimate backfire. This will be my last segment. I was gonna say show, but probably not.
From the 94, I agree. The French bread pizza is better tasting when done in the oven, but overall, too much bread.
That, you're damn right, it's too much bread.
Bet $50 on the Cowboys and $50 on Jacksonville at the beginning of the year. Ultimate backfire.
Oh.
Win the Super Bowl, I'm assuming, not just betting $50.
Yeah.
Bet on what?
I bet they will play.
Yeah. Well, you win.
Hold on. From the 214, what's the difference between a first and second cousin anyway? Like, why?
We're all related.
Well, why do you need to know that? Because then you will make your own determination if that's okay to hook up with that person. Just don't.
Yeah.
What if she's an adopted step cousin?
Then you're good. You're good.
You don't really know the origin. Like, that could end up being your sister, you know?
I want to say.
Like, half-sister or something.
Oh, my God.
The likelihood of that is very, very, very minute.
I want to say this one more time. I guess that's okay if they're not actually related by blood, but I would recommend highly not even getting involved in that situation.
The 806, I've been listening to y'all since y'all were on the weekends. I still have no clue what's going on.
Now, that's fair.
I work on this show, and like 80% of the time, that's how I feel.
I got one. One time I told this girl online that my name was Kevin, and I worked at a popular nighttime sports radio show in DFW, and I asked if she wanted to hook up. She said yes, but once we met in person, I realized she was a tolo and knew I was lying, so we didn't hook up.
Oh, wow.
You need to go find that person.
Yeah, was she good looking, or what's the story here?
Kevin should get to hook up with her.
Okay, from Cujo, does this mean Kevin's going to hook up with everybody's second cousin now that he's telling
people
they can't?
That has to be his own second cousin, right?
Yeah.
No, I will not.
He's just trying to make sure that nobody takes his second cousin, right? Is that what he's trying to confirm here?
Is that what you think this plot is all about?
He's fenced her off as that's my backup cousin.
No! That can't be what you think.
It is now.
The KNC masterpiece. Somebody send in a diagram explaining cousins. That's God bless you from the 817. You're getting work done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.